The 29th lesson. The carrot is mad. Continued. Jimmy was lying very still, looking at the doctor without winking. A strange thought crossed his mind. His eyes twinkled. He grinned. What if I play a practical joke on this chicken-hearted little fellow? Jimmy said to himself. Meanwhile, the doctor made two uncertain steps towards the sofa and stopped. The carrot shut his eyes. The doctor moved a little nearer, and then Jimmy gave a big leap and fell almost at the very feet of the little man. For a few seconds, everybody was too stunned to move. But when Jimmy burst into a furious barking, Mr. Dale rushed at him and caught him by the legs. "Bow, wow, wow, wow!" the boy barked, trying at the same time to wrench his legs from his father's grip. "Hold him tight! Don't let him go! He's mad! Help! Help!" the doctor cried, trying in vain to open the door. At last the door opened, and he ran out into the street and soon disappeared around the corner. The carrot burst into a loud laughter. He laughed and laughed until he could not laugh any more. "Oh, Daddy," the boy said. "Oh, Daddy, he was afraid of me, afraid of my barking. How funny. Oh, coward." Mr. Dale was shocked. He looked at Mrs. Dale. "What does all this mean, Molly?" he asked, frowning. "I haven't the slightest idea, Tom," his wife answered. "You phoned me the boy was mad, didn't you?" he asked angrily. "Yes, I did, Tom. But the boy talked such nonsense all the time that I was scared to death. He sobbed as if he were off his head. He spoke about something that had disappeared in the water under the hammer." "Mammy," Jimmy cried, "Mammy, I'm awfully sorry. I'm most awfully sorry. But they disappeared in the kettle. I didn't break them." "You see?" Mrs. Dale exclaimed. "Isn't he talking nonsense? Isn't he off his head?"
"Wait a bit. Don't chatter. Well, boy, will you tell us what has happened?
Tell us everything from the very beginning," Mr. Dale asked, sitting down on the sofa. And Jimmy the Carrot told them his adventure from the very beginning to the end. Nobody scolded him. The parents understood that the boy had meant well. Father said, "It serves you right. Don't take anything without permission."